energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. We on that energy guard, we need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. We on that energy guard, we need that energy.
Yo, yo, it's the big three roll up. It's your boy Silk.
Oh, it sounds like an alarm. It's Kev and Newberg.
Oh man, it's the same energy Sunday, man. Y'all know the vibes, dog. First week, game one, lies were told. How you feeling like, Bird?
Yo, slaps different on Sundays.
Oh, it slaps different, especially when, you know what I'm saying? When both of my rivals look like Chiefs, but you got the Super Chiefs, man. So how you feeling today?
I feel like I'm in a very familiar spot. I feel like I've been here before, Silk.
Like you lied before?
I feel like I'm ready. Like there's only a few people that are built for this that can handle this same energy, Sunday energy, time after time. So let's go.
I can feel how sweaty your palms are through your voice.
It's like I told you before the show started.
Are you ready for this shit, Bird? I thought,
oh my God, what a shit show last night. I'm going to tell you what I need before we even get started. Okay. What I need y'all to do is keep that same fucking energy y'all gave Willie Taggart. I need y'all to get Money Mike that energy. I want to see lemonade stands.
We have the same energy, we just don't have the same money.
Y'all got lemonade stand money. It's free to threaten people's lives by lynching and all that shit, bro. So I need that same energy y'all gave Willie. Shout out to Willie Taggart in the Owls, man.
No, I honestly think, and I'm not even trying to be a troll, I think Willie's coaching debut was better. I think Virginia Tech loss was better than the Georgia Tech loss.
No, at least we had a little excitement. You know, if it wasn't for that rain delay, I think FSU wins that game. The rain delay look at how FSU played before the rain delay, and look at how they played after the rain delay.
The biggest people said dumb people are the worst team in the ACC, and y'all lost to them. So like that don't bode well.
All right. Well,
now I'm going to tell you, it was the rain delay, but it kind of coincided when those scripted plays ran out. Norvell's good at the first 10, 15 plays, but he ain't making adjustments.
He might need a script 100.
Bro, he's James Coley. He's James Coley that works out a little bit.
Memphis Mac.
All right. I want to welcome everybody to Same Energy Sunday. For those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, Same Energy Sunday is your show. We do talk a little shit on here at the top, but for the most part, this is a call-in only show. We expect you fans, you crazy-ass fans, to have that same energy that you had on Thursday and Friday before your game. And you got to make sure.
All offseason.
All that Heisman winning energy that we had. Fan base, we want that today. So let's get to it. Silk, Kev, we got our good friend Jesse, who's an FSU fan, who spent the summer. He spent the summer lying to us.
He spent his summer smoking a lot of weed and telling a lot of lies.
Jesse shouldn't even be here right now. He should be in church.
He got to take the stand.
What do you say in church right now?
He's got to confess.
Yeah, he's got to sit in confession.
He's got a confession.
Do you imagine Hotbox in the confession booth?
Look at him. Look at you, bro. You already went bald.
Connect that audio, bro. We got to hear this.
Jesse,
you went bald. There you go. I can hear you guys.
You hear me? I look like mine now, Jesse. Off of one loss.
Dude. That's crazy. The hairline's struggling. Yeah, I got to keep the hat on.
Explain your lies, man.
Come on, Jesse.
Bring that energy. And Money Mike, Food Stamp Mike, you was believing in him. Explain yourself.
I mean, we were wrong about some things, obviously. I think the worries that we were worried about in the offseason were just magnified. The two positions we were worried about, offensive tackle and defensive end, those were really bad.
Versus a really bad team.
It's a bad team. I think when Kando went out, holy fuck. I didn't think Quayshon Fuller and Derek McClendon were going to be ass juice like they were. Derek McClendon has no shot of tackling a running
Check
back.
Check this out, though. Big Country got a better highlight than both of them boys. He tried to crib the goddamn punt returns, the field goal block.
And yeah,
Big Country would have fucking housed that shit.
Oh my
Big Three Twitter would have fucking broke.
Country, like, yeah, in like, half. Where's our speed? We have no speed. I'm like, we
think
have
about Miller, it is.
McClendon and Big Country. Those are our DMs.
Big Country knew he was like, bro, I gotta run this back now if we want a chance to win. I felt that when he grabbed it. It's like, shit, I gotta get out of here. Because we might not score.
Yeah.
Big Country then, almost saved the day. If you just got away from that last guy.
Jesse. Where'd you watch the game from?
Oh, right in the crib. Just everybody else was working that I knew, so I just watched it by myself, very animated and very passionate. But yeah, I watched every snap. I watched all 6 hours of the fucking thing.
I mean, Jesse, I see you came out hot and you mentioned a couple of players, but like those are the backup players. And I know that we want to see more from everybody, but like, wouldn't you save some of that energy for some of the starters that played like shit rather than the backups that played like shit?
I mean, J-Rob was definitely struggling in the pass rush. I feel like he would like half step for a half the play and then he would burst on at the very end. I did not like that strategy. He did good in the special teams though. So I feel like he can get a pass there, but yeah, he didn't play well. Corey Durden had a very
what y'all not going to do? Hold on, Jesse. Corey Durden, what y'all not going to do is – y'all not about to brag about this special team shit because the kid was just kicking the ball into, like, his people's ass and shit. Y'all ain't do nothing special. The game – Georgia Tech was beating themselves. Y'all ain't do shit the whole game. Y'all ain't do a single fucking thing. When y'all scored with short fields and just freshman mistakes at quarterback, they was about to score each time. They was in the red zone. They was just making freshman mistakes at quarterback. They was the better team the entire game. Y'all, Florida State ain't do shit in a half. That's the worst Florida State game I've seen in the last 3 years, including Willie shit.
You think – I disagree. I think the reason
– Which Florida State game was worse than that?
My tolerance is season opener.
Yeah, I disagree with that as well.
Which Willie game was worse than that?
Virginia Tech was fucking
hell
worse.
No.
I don't think so. Hell I was no. just saying
it
that.
It definitely was. Oh, my God. It was a shit show from kickoff until the bell ended.
Okay, they had more penalties. But as far as, like, moving the ball, actual plays, I mean, all that shit wasn't perfect, but he had, like, little shit he schemed open. That shit was just screens, and they ran out of screens, and that shit got ugly.
No, they were throwing it vertical. I mean, Tamari and Terry dropped a sure touchdown, doubter.
That's true.
Warren Thompson had multiple drops. He had a third down.
Willie had drops, too.
That he dropped. Yeah. Oh, he had a deep ball.
Yeah, Willie had dropped. Wasn't there a touchdown dropped in the Virginia Tech game?
Yeah,
there was.
Gavin, right?
But what I'm saying is
tougher team. Virginia Tech.
But what I'm saying
is
they took the vertical shots. The receivers dropped them. I mean, those were shots to open it up. And then after that, you saw the safeties creeping up. They took away the screen game for sure.
You think Money Mike made the right decision with Laybourne and dropping Sims?
Yeah, the run game. That's interesting.
Did y'all try to run the ball? What was it a real effort to try to run the ball?
Jesse, you're talking, but you're muted.
They did.
We don't hear you, bro.
Jesse, going off.
He's talking his ass off.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think LaDainian Webb played well. I think he was running hard. He looked pretty bouncy. Corbin underperformed, but I don't think LeBourne would have made a big difference in that game. It feels in the first half, Blackman could never get into rhythm with those drops. And in the second half, you saw fucking offensive lineman get injured. And holy fuck, Chaz Neal cannot play. And he's the worst player on national TV so far who's played college football. Yeah. Chaz Neal.
All right, Jesse, before I go, though, how confident are you right now that we whoop those Canes ass next?
Y'all might not win a game.
How confident are you, Jesse? Tell me how confident are you?
5.5 out of 10.
All right, Jesse, man, we got to get to some other callers.
Confident. No, because that's 50%. He's not that confident.
Look at that smile.
That's another lie, Jesse.
His hairline. He lying like this. His hairline. Right, hey, bro, listen, let me tell you something about lies. It's like Pinocchio and shit. So you keep lying on Pinocchio's nose, bro.
His hairline.
His hair is going to keep going back. He's going to be looking like Feinbaum by like week 5.
Feinbaum. Come on. Jesse did have a rough night. You could tell.
Bro, he had a rough night. You was here at the Kush House telling big lies. Mm. You really thought y'all was two scores better than these people? Y'all was gonna cover the spread, all that shit. Well, you thought the play calling, the script, the shit. You was like, okay. I was like, okay, maybe Mike got something cooking a little bit here. You don't know. Then the second drive, I'm like, I don't know, that's a little bit iffy, but maybe that's the player's not executing. Third drive, I was like, nah, Memphis Mac. One good scripted drive. He might got one more delay after the half.
Was that weather delay?
It was that weather delay where Collins could. It was that weather delay where Collins could go adjust.
Hold on, we got a call.
And Norvell doesn't know how to adjust.
We got Kwame.
Weather delay.
We got Kwame.
More damning than anything.
Okay. Okay. Let Kwame get his.
What's really good? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
The vibrations, Kwame. You already know what time.
Oh man.
Vibrations. Happy morning to you, Kwame.
You coming on here a little too relaxed, like. You coming on here a little too relaxed, like y'all just like rubbing your face and shit.
Yeah,
y'all shitty too. No.
Let's talk about y'all your shitty campaign.
Too. Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Miami shitty too.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Come on here with a smirk on your face like shit. You know both of y'all ass cheeks.
No, well, Miami covered.
Burgess flat ass cheeks. Y'all Dr. Miami ass cheeks. But in the grand scheme of it all, everybody's ass cheeks here.
We're going to find out. Miami's got
a big one, nigga.
We're going to find out. Miami's got game day next week. So we're going to find out.
Louisville got game day.
We got game day next week. We're going to find out.
We got game day. Y'all are just along for the ride.
We're going to find out.
Y'all got flued out.
We're going to find out.
Hey, look. Y'all got flued out. I'm not making no predictions. I'm just going to watch this season and observe. I've been burned too many times by my boys. I love them. But I'm just going to watch the back and observe.
It's not the same energy. This ain't all humility Sunday.
Hey, look.
This is same energy Sunday. Hey, look. Now you're talking about you're just going to let it play out. Let it play out.
Hey. Kwame, why would you have different energy, though? I mean, what happened that would make you have different energy?
Bro, we lost to the Technical Institute of Louisiana. Okay?
Yeah, last season. Yeah.
And I still owe Silk like $500. I'm humble, baby. I know it's same energy, but you know, I gotta switch my energy a little bit because maybe I gotta try a new tactic to get these boys to win and play consistent. And so maybe
all you can do is cheer, bro. You can't help man.
That's all I can do is cheer.
All you can do is cheer, bro.
I can't say he's trash. Look, he hired some good assistants. I like
y'all couldn't complete a ball over 12 yards versus UAB, bro.
Well, I mean, he completed 66% of his passes. You didn't have to throw the ball.
Man, I could toss it 2 yards.
I mean, you didn't have to throw the ball. Why throw the ball when you don't have
because
to?
Because good teams can.
But why if you don't have
good teams can on UAB.
But they don't.
But they can. They do.
But they don't.
Everybody throwing the ball. It's 2020. What are you talking about?
No, not against UAB. Look at the defense. You're just making shit up.
Yeah, against UAB. You're making shit up.
Okay, so who had the biggest passing thing against UAB last year? Who you've been hyping all offseason?
Who had good team played UAB? Find that game. I guarantee they torched that shit. The fuck are you talking about? Good team is going to pitch that shit all over the park.
Oh, why, though?
I don't care. Like, you're supposed to win by 3 scores. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you know you had us losing by 3 points.
Okay. So you want a trophy for winning the game you're supposed to win?
No, I don't want a
trophy. All the garbage. You had a quarterback that y'all hyped saying Heisman. He can't complete a ball over 12 yards.
Vegas said Heisman. Vegas said Heisman.
Y'all said Heisman.
Vegas. He broke
Tebow's record.
Well, Vegas lied. Well, I'm saying Vegas just lied.
I know
y'all said
that Lachey
shit, too. Oh, Lachey that. They said Derek's the third best quarterback. Who said this shit? What's the coach that said it?
Hold up.
That boy, man, look like Bandy was at quarterback. That's how
can
trash.
I step in for one quick second?
Bandy came. Yeah. Bandy got cut. Bandy got cut and came back in quarterback Thursday. That's what happened.
And then he won by 17. He's going to beat Louisville next year. Bandy, whoever the fuck it is.
Hold on.
Yeah, we'll see.
Please.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to pick against him.
Please. Berg is escaping and ducking this fade, okay? Let's keep the focus where it needs to be.
Oh, I'm about to hang up. Hold on. I got
let's,
to hang
let's
up.
Keep
Berg,
the focus
Berg,
where
don't
it
ever
needs
mute
to
me
be.
Again. That's first
let's
of all.
Keep, let's keep the
hey,
focus
you mute
where it needs
gas,
to be.
You hang up on gas, don't ever fucking mute me.
I was just seeing how it worked.
Okay.
I'm letting you know how it worked. Don't mute me, motherfucker.
Two block kicks, a freshman quarterback that y'all used to have committed to you, came in there and took your souls. How you feeling?
Kwame, Jeff Sims tried to give that game to us. He tried to. I mean,
no,
both
of them tried to do shit. He
go back
good.
And look
no,
at it. Those weren't really
freshman mistakes.
Yeah, those weren't really takeaways. I mean, those were virtual giveaways. He wasn't great, but I will say that he's going to be a good quarterback down the road. I was impressed by his debut. You can't knock that kid. It wasn't, you know, his fault that he's at Georgia Tech and has to start for them in game one. But I thought he did the. I thought he did what James Blackman couldn't do, which is bounce back from making mistakes. Like Jeff Sims wasn't perfect; he was far from it, but he didn't. He didn't like multiply those mistakes the way James Blackman did. He didn't self-destruct when he walked to the sidelines and get super emotional the way James Blackman did. You could just tell after James threw that first interception. Like I was hoping it was going to be different. I was really hoping that having Mike Norvell there and would change the way James responds to adversity, but it was same old, same old.
It was. The offensive line is still food. Terrible Terry is still terrible.
Both offensive lines are still food. Y'all shit food.
I don't know,
food.
Man. We got 337 yards rushing. You can't say that shit food,
food.
Dog.
I don't give a fuck. Come I know food on, when man. I see it. That shit food.
Come on.
You right, think the offensive line good? Now tell me, you watch college football, you think y'all offensive line is good?
I think they're better than they were last year. For sure.
I think there's like seven good offensive lines in college football. I think there's like seven good offensive lines.
Good and that's terrible. Like y'all had some – so the stats will fool you a little bit. I watch football, so y'all had some big runs. But it was a lot of one-yard, two-yard shit that was shutting down drives, dog. There's a reason y'all was up three late in the third.
And then we started throwing the ball and scored twice, got up 17, and then didn't throw the ball the rest of the game.
Exactly.
Y'all started throwing the ball in the first quarter and hit dirt. Y'all started throwing the ball in the first quarter. Y'all threw Hail Marys. That shit hit grass and in the bleachers. And then y'all say, you know what? We might just want to run the ball because this guy can't hit the broad side of a barn.
It got within three. They opened up the playbook, threw the ball, scored two touchdowns.
Peyton wide ass open. This guy can't hit the fucking
that was a bad
broad side.
All right, call me.
That was a bad throw.
Ass cheeks.
That was a bad throw.
It's different.
Who said,
yeah, a lot of bad throws.
Who said not
anything over anything over 12 yards was a bad throw.
But only seven went incomplete. It didn't connect. So it wasn't a lot of bad throws. Only
He's
seven
a Pop Warner quarterback.
Only seven went incomplete. So it wasn't a lot of bad throws.
Anything over 12 yards was a bad throw because he
That's
couldn't
not
hit
true.
It.
His third throw was an out 12 yards on from the other hash. Like he can hose it.
Nothing went over 12 yards. You only passed 12 yards, buddy. Those are facts of life.
Need a little water break there, Kev.
I'm not your buddy either.
A little bit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Definitely.
All right. I think we got Click Clack in here. Click Clack, you there? Nope.
There you go.
Look at old boy. Not yeah, hook that audio up. Yeah, Kwame wasn't gonna let me slide.
You gotta get something off. I just had to remind. Sometimes you gotta remind them that they asked too. They came on here like, yeah, like this look on their face, like shit was sweet. Nah, bro, fuck out of here with that shit.
Click Clack, get your audio going. This is the first time he downloaded the app.
Yeah,
he's got all the sunroofs in his car. Like the car doesn't have a roof, but he just doesn't have audio. Oh, man. I woke up this morning.
Me too.
And because I recorded, like, the instant reaction pod for Knowles 24-7 last night, like, I forgot FSU lost last night. I woke up, and it was kind of raining this morning. I was like, oh, it's peaceful as hell. And I forgot.
I mean, I don't know what click I got going on. Hey, bro, come back in or something.
Somebody tweeted. I don't remember who it was. I want to give him – that Jeff Sims is the first Florida State commit to win in Doak since 2017, season opener or some shit.
Oh, shit. And shit ain't looking promising for Florida State in these openings. Like, next year, y'all got an ass whooping. And then 2 years after that in a row, y'all got ass whoopings. How you convince kids to come get these ass whoopings every year?
It's going to be tough.
They were just
– oh.
Damn, Grimes got a goddamn – Grimes got a goddamn
Grimes, you there? You playing your own intro music?
The home I told y'all niggas.
What's up, fella? What's going on, man? The infamous
Florida State fan. Coach Grimes. Welcome to the Big Three Roll. How you doing?
Chilling, man. How you guys doing?
Some better than others? You tell us.
Yeah, a lot better than others.
So, Grimes, you kind of predicted this all season. You had your knocks against Norvell, man. Nonetheless, you went into the season in a positive fashion, trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, as a fan, you got a fan. So he's like, you know what? We're going to slow down the little pick and roll a little bit. We're going to get behind Money Mike and see what happens. Game one, shit got a little weird last night. Shit got ugly. Thoughts, my man?
It got more than weird. It got more than ugly. Everything happened. He looked like a group of five coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that first drive was beautiful. Everything you could want. Right. James Blackman was on the money. No penalties. None of the crazy stuff you saw with the other guy. And then after that script, it was just kind of all right. It was nothing. It was no coaching. It wasn't anything. I mean, what did we see? Georgia Tech safeties were playing 8 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Well, we did see Florida State try. We talked about this. We saw Florida State try to stretch it vertical, only to catch a couple drops by Tamari Terry and Warren Thompson.
I mean, them 6'4" guys. Tamari Terry was a first round wide receiver, is what I was told all offseason. So
right.
You want to go to your guys, but
where'd you get that? Kev Robbins School of Scouting. Who gave him that grade?
I gave him a first round grade.
Just based on what y'all graded De'Aaron King, I was wondering.
I gave him a first round grade.
I was just wondering who was handing out grades.
Yeah, but no. King. We've said that King wouldn't get drafted. That's why he came back, and that's why we think he's gonna come back next year. But go ahead, Bird. Get it off. Herbstreit said that shit.
All right, go ahead, Grimes.
Get it off.
Need to get another year.
Grimes, why was y'all playing 8, 12, 10, 15 yards off the ball like y'all was scared of some shit? Like y'all ain't got South Florida DBs. I'm confused. What's going on out there?
Bro, Florida State defensive coordinator scared of a quarterback from Jacksonville.
That's crazy to me. We did lose last night, though. 5-6-1, took a L. Florida State's fucking us up. Y'all made us a little bad. Y'all definitely got to check in. Because every player we sent up there, now we got to explain, like, why we just lost to Jacksonville quarterback. And then Barry's like, on my fucking – on my tail. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to shake, man. Then Jordan Travis got just stinking up the place, too.
All right, Grimes, before we let you go, I got to ask you about the defensive line. A lot of talk about Marv this year, a lot of talk about Cooper, adding Fabian Lovett. We really saw jack shit from the defensive tackle position in that game. What was your take?
Oh, damn.
I'll tweet out the link to fire Odell. Y'all sign a petition.
All right, Grimes. Hold on, Grimes.
Before you get out of here, bro. What's the win total you got for y'all now? Now that y'all lost to the shittiest team in the ACC, probably. What you got, y'all? How many y'all got winning? 2, 3?
I think we could. Think we'll be able to handle Jacksonville State. It should be a good game. And then, maybe NC State because we had success last year versus them, and maybe Louisville. So, you know, 2 to 3 wins.
No, y'all not beating Louisville. I'm going
to be positive.
The other two, I'm
trying to be positive, man. Let my man be positive. He's got
it's Sunday.
They painted him with a negative brush, bro. Let him get some positivity off.
I'm a good guy.
Oh my god. I'm just gonna break it to you now, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Louisville gonna bust them cheeks.
That's probably right. But you know, that's the same thing about the previous head coach's tenure. You kind of like I talked to Post, and we realized we're going to save some more money by not going to games. So it works out.
Yeah, they got to keep the enterprise of the pick and roll rolling.
Oh, man.
That shit.
It's beautiful. Yeah. All right, fellas.
All right, guys.
Hold down.
Enjoy what you can today.
Oh, you got the Jets. That's even worse than the fucking Seminoles.
Man. Oh, my God.
Who's going to win more games, Jets or Seminoles? I wish I would have asked them.
Jets.
Jets got more opportunities, but they're not going to win a lot of games either. It's
got to be the Jets.
They got Darnold at least.
Yep. We got a caller on the line.
Yo, what's going on, everybody?
Chris,
what's going on, man?
Hey, you know the vibes, man. Just watching us trash-ass Tallahassee playing last night.
Nah, you seen it, man. Beautiful shit.
Oh, it's very beautiful, you know. Kev got, you know, some weight to hold over there on Big Country and FSU right now.
Mm-hmm. I thought Big Country was going to save it, though. I thought Big Country was going to save it now.
Kev, those tweets were hilarious, bro.
Yo, he caught that bitch and kind of, you know what I'm saying, high stepped the first two ankle tackles.
Oh, man.
He might be out of there.
Bro, I stood up off my couch, so I was rooting for him now. Like,
do you think his eyes got big? Like, when he was on the one-yard line to the two-yard line, he was thinking maybe to the three. He really felt
that
it.
Shit.
He got tackled at the five.
No, he would have done a front flip, dog, and I would have fucking lost my mind.
That shit felt like in Rudy, though, when he got the sack.
Y'all ass.
Hey, Big Country thought for a second, you know, he was about to jump Marvin Wills for the draft stock.
He did. No, he was out of there.
He might have had a better PPE upgrade.
He got better hands than Thompson and Scary Terry, that's for sure.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Josh Griffin's going to be a tight end in the NFL.
I got a question for you, Bert.
Okay.
So you said on the halftime show that, you know, you would rate FSU at a B plus. So what would correlate to an A plus for FSU in a win?
Well, they ended up losing. So like that was the semester grade. Was like their first semester was like a B plus. They followed that up with a D. So I think
a D.
I think my overall grade.
That was a progress report, my nigga. My y'all progress report.
My overall grade comes
you
out
to at halftime like, oh, the progress ain't looking good. This might be an F. I might fail this shit. But no, you said I got a B.
We had that lemon diesel. It kind of like it brings the spirits up. It makes you more optimistic.
Man. Yeah,
the energy was flowing.
Got to get an indica for next week. Put me right to sleep.
Hey, are y'all going to even crack four wins this year on the season?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been asking. No
not
way.
Not four. Because I had it at five, but I had Georgia Tech as one of them.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Oh, we all had Georgia Tech as one of them.
I had Georgia Tech until I seen the GOAT, Triton. Shout out to the GOAT. I seen Triton tweet right before the game. Was like, yo, I think we're going to lose. That's when I changed my pick. I was like, maybe this nigga right. You never know. Be right a lot. So I backed off my original prediction and said Georgia Tech, but I thought that was one of y'all wins. If that's out the window, there's no for sure win on y'all shit. Jacksonville State might get them britches.
Mm. All right, Chris, before we let you go, give us a prediction, an unbiased prediction, FSU versus Miami.
I got Miami by 17.
Yeah, this shit easy. Hey, real quick story. I'm going to show you how me and Chris met. This is like, I'm going to tell you how small the fucking world is real quick, right? So he knows me from Twitter, the podcast, and all this shit, right? I forget how it went down, but one day I think he hit me up. It's like, yo, I think you married I'm dating your brother's sister-in-law. I'm like, what? So it turns out, like, he listened to the show way up in Virginia, and he's dating sister-in-law's sister. And we all kind of meet up like that. My brother's like, yeah, I met that guy like a year ago at a family meeting or whatever, family get-together. And he was like, yeah, I listened to this podcast called Big Three Roll-Up with this guy named Silk. You should check it out. My brother's like, yeah, that's my brother. So this is a small ass world, man. Shout out to Chris, man.
Y'all are kind of like play cousins.
Yeah, we actually met up last year for the Georgia Florida game, Florida Georgia game.
Right.
That's when we kind of hung out, whatnot. Silk's wife and everything else with mine, and you know, kind of caught up and everything.
Big family over here.
How's Karen and the baby doing?
Oh, the boys are doing good, man. They are 5 months, 30 inches, and about 20 pounds each, you know. So they got some massive size hands. So
it's twins?
Yeah,
twin boy.
Man.
Oh, my second set, Kel.
Woo!
Whoa!
Yeah.
You got. You don't want to end up with six, bro. You can get
it. Nah. All right, Chris. Well, hey, I think I hear your wife in the back room calling your name. Get them damn kids.
Oh, shit.
It's a small world.
Nah, Berg.
I couldn't tell that story like I wanted to, but I wanted
to bring this shit back because – Terry was – they were saying he was first, second round, like on FSU Twitter. Not me, motherfucker. Like,
I don't think anybody was really calling Terry a first rounder.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We got another caller. We got 850 Luke in the building.
What's going on, Luke?
What's happening, gentlemen?
How you feeling in the 850 today?
Shit, bro. I felt the same I thought I would feel, so nothing has changed here. Life
okay, so you're a dark sider.
Oh, well – see, I didn't know him. I didn't associate with all that. I'm me.
I'm as negative without being on the dark side.
I mean, Post and Grimes, they definitely incorporated me into their process over the last few weeks.
Oh, it's a three-man weave? Nah, I thought it was a give and go.
Luke's running as an independent.
Bernie.
Look at Luke getting his notes ready.
Yeah, he's Bernie. Yeah.
Shout out to what them boys got going on, though. But, no, I mean, so I'm the Corner Store Boys host, if y'all don't know me. For those who do, glad to be here. Shout out to Big Three Roll Up. It's a blessing.
Alrighty, man. Pull up.
So what we got going on here is I've been told y'all since Corner Store Boys, when we had Bob locked up, that Norvell is not it. How you have a coach that can never win his conference until Scott Frost ran his ass out of there, and all of a sudden Jit is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I saw right through the scam the whole time. All he is a white willy talking all this nonsense, jucking and jiving about
jucking
this,
and
it's
jiving.
The climb, like he's Miley Cyrus. It's the climb, the corny shit I've ever seen in my life. Fuck out.
I like this guy. I like, dude, that's why you, this is why you my dude, Luke. Hey, Luke. Do you think, you call him White Willie, do you think we get to see a lemonade stand and death threats about to White Willie anytime soon?
Of course not. And that's what I talked about in the TL, and that's why I don't want – I want the same energy, ironically. Same energy,
you
know, Sunday.
Hey, if you want to know the show, out, bro. The only way to find out if the fans have the same energy is to go to the Knowles 24/7 Facebook page. Because that's where you find out if they're bringing that same energy.
I tried to go to y'all message board. Y'all got all that shit on private. Y'all very smart because y'all know I'm going to come screenshot shit.
There's some good screenshots going around already.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna pay you $5.
Like, I mean, but how many times can you screenshot the the old adage of
hey, Bird gave Bethany an account, so I got you.
Dog. Yeah, how many times?
Oh, that's Kev right there. Oh Lord,
how many times can you guys screenshot the football doesn't matter, and I'm gonna just pay attention to my family this season? I mean, how many that post gets old to screenshot?
We still got the PK Sam one. We still got the PK Sam one in the camera roll.
Right. I like to see misery on people's in the tweets and posts on message boards. Luke, what do you think about Miami? They some cheeks too. That's why I just said,
I'm glad to see Kev on this, John. I mean, I hate to say it, but King has never had a game in his career. Excuse me. Over the last 16 games, King has not had a game where he didn't both score a touchdown running.
Call him peasant.
I already got Miami peasant. No King. Right there. I got Knighton on a revenge game against Florida State going batshit crazy in the backfield. It's a wrap, dog. Like, I was planning on going to Hard Rock, no cap. The caravan was going to slide to the crib. And I am not going to – I spent $1,000 to go watch us get waxed against UF last year. I'm not going to make a repeat mistake against Miami. The boys are the lesser of the two cheeks. They're going to beat us by at least two tubs. We moving on. It's all right. That Rome is burning so the barbarians can take over. We're going to get the right coach we need. The right processes coach. In place.
Who is that guy?
Luke's running independent. He might be the coach. This is Bernie over here.
No, seriously. Who is the right coach? I'm just curious.
To be honest, anybody that has the experience level that we need that is a proven commodity. Florida State needs a proven commodity.
Okay, very good. So let's hire Jeremy Pruitt.
No, I'm not being funny, but they need their Richt. Like, after Golden, Miami had to hire a proven coach. Yeah, it's because he stabilized the program.
Y'all not stable now.
No, but he stabilized it, though. Like, he brought it in and it looked
y'all are unstable.
He left in the middle of the night. Y'all had to hire Manny Diaz.
I'm saying, but it's – he got the IPF. Stabilized. He got donors to come in. He put together staff. Like, you need somebody like that. Bob Stoops would be like that.
Y'all don't need nobody like Marik, though. I'm being honest.
Yeah, but Bob Stoops would be like that. Like, I'm being serious.
No, y'all do need a proven commodity. You guys are guessing on guys right now. You know what I'm saying? And we guessed on Us Champ. We guessed on Mac.
Well, we got like guessed 3 on
the
guy. Years.
When you're in the Big Three, you should be getting guys like Dan Mullen that are proven guys. Guys that have won. Guys that have a track record of just scheming and coaching X and O's, hiring people, putting programs together. That type of shit. Not a guy that's coaching at Memphis and played a couple JV teams.
All right, Luke, before we let you go, I'm going to task you with the job of finding the new head coach. So you have 3 years to report back to us with your findings on who we need to hire.
Hey, where were you when Big Country caught that field goal block? Where were you? What were you doing?
I was sitting at the crib laughing my ass off watching him trying to prove that shit.
Almost out of there, Luke.
All right, Luke. That was a great call. We appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
And I'll have that coach for you. Thank you, boys, for having me.
All right, man.
Looking like a long snapper. Yeah, not like a DN with that shit in his hand. He's like a long snapper, Bird.
Luke was fired. Luke might have had the take of the
Who's more athletic, Georgia Tech's punter or Big Country?
What do you mean? Oh, Georgia Tech's punter. Georgia Tech's punter, though, he was getting them off. Like, he was booming them.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the fat black punter. Black punters matter, bro.
I love unathletic kickers. Jefferson High School used to have one. Mm. That might be the kid from Jefferson High School.
The house that Bobby built. It's crazy, bro. Did you ever see this snake coming, Bird? You never thought this type of shit was coming.
So this is like Groundhog Day for me. Like, not only did I not
see. No, I'm talking about as a fan, as a kid, bro. You grew up. I've never dreamed of Florida going 4-8, bro. You never dreamed of these many shitty years in a row. Because y'all got more. Y'all the Tennessee Vols.
No, I mean, I disagree with that. I think, you know, much like love, the hardest things in life are the hardest things in life are the best things in life. And nothing that is great is ever easy. So loving Florida State football is hard. Loving Florida State football is hard right now.
We're got a motherfucker. He's reading his fortune cookie and shit to us.
That motherfucker went to see his doctor this morning for this shit. Like, I got to get grounded. I got to get stabilized.
But you know what I mean?
Philosophy and shit. No, bro. Y'all.
So sometimes I'm saying great. Even the best relationships, the greatest relationships, are even hard to stay in at times. And that's where I'm at with FSU right now. It's not always easy, but I know I just got to stick with it. So
how was that drive home last night? Like, did you drive with no music? When I like losses like that,
I did.
4 hours.
I did. No music. I did.
No music, right?
Because I got in the car and my Bluetooth wasn't hooked up. And then it said, like, you can only hook up your Bluetooth if you stop. And I was like, fuck, I'm not stopping on the highway. So, yeah.
This far in their careers, who's the bigger letdown? Marcus Poop or Scary Terry? Pope, my bad.
Pope. Yeah. Pope.
It's got to be a big letdown. Huge.
Terry scored, like, 7 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, it's got to be Pope. But Pope's never lost to Florida State. Terry's never beat Miami.
I got big Jeff Thomas vibes off Mark Pope in that opener.
Oh, yeah, that punt return, that muff punt. Yeah.
I was like, whew.
They got his ass out of here.
They got Thomas Hall, sure handed. They got Gervin Hall go back there, 5-6-1. So we don't got to check in with a 5-6-1, man. We just keep rolling them out there.
They ain't giving out no CTE like you said it was, but we'll see.
They tried to get Amari Carter for a targeting.
They did. That was a bullshit call.
Yeah, they profiled him.
They cleaned it up.
Profiling my man because he delivers that CTE.
They were surprised he didn't actually tackle somebody. He's like, he had to do something wrong.
That ain't right. You're a 407 resident, so now you're down to 5-6-1, dog.
Yeah, a little bit. Back and forth. I'm a tweener.
I hear you.
Kyrie's still rocking, though. You know what I'm saying? Gonna hold it down that end. Yeah, I'm still not a believer. I think both of y'all trenches. I think, like, D-tackle, I think both of y'all suspect at that position.
Miami's D-tackles, I thought, played well. I mean, it's against UAB, but I thought they played well. And I think they'll play well against UAB. I think they'll play well against Louisville, too. Louisville's got a very small-looking offensive line. They are fast on offense. I'm not going to take away from their offense, but their offensive line is small.
Speaking of small, I call Berg. we talk about after the Miami game. He's like, Miami looks small. He's like, I was like, I don't know, man. I'm going to see what Norvell does. They probably could beat Miami. So the first drive thing, okay, yeah, Florida State looks small too. But that shit, they functioning. They're moving down the field. By halftime, dog, like, I don't know what we're going to do with Florida State. Like,
now, Miami.
We may really have to start interviewing a UCF guy, Kev.
Now, Miami, well, Bird can do USF.
I'll be like a behind-the-scenes producer.
No, Bird can do USF.
Bump me off.
Bird could just do USF, though. He's got all his protégés at USF. All right,
we're bringing on another caller here. Let's see who we got.
So, Miami beat UAB by 17, and it's kind of been jokes. How much does Miami got to beat Florida State by for it not to be jokes? If they win, like, by less than 28, is that a bad game for Miami?
Less than 20. I thought, like, if Miami wins by 7, I think it's a big upset.
Yeah, according to the FBI. You let the FBI take you down a dark alley, Berg.
FBI.
No, FBI. I only pay attention to the FBI.
Whatever it is.
All right, we got a call. Coach, unmute yourself. Oh, there you go. Unmute.
There you go. How y'all doing, man?
You hanging out, man. What's the vibes? Oh, you got. Oh.
Is that a gator shirt on? Oh, shit.
Yeah, sometimes you got to come in king gear. You got to come in king.
I didn't spot it. He tried to keep it away from me. I saw the jump man and I was.
You should have known. Once you see the jump man logo, ain't nobody in Miami or Florida State wearing that fly shit like that, bro.
No
drip like that.
Man, I was at the game, man, till the lightning storm. I went home and watched the Florida State game. I'm in Tallahassee, though.
So you were in the game for, like, the first two drives, like the first and the second.
It looked promising.
They were hype, wasn't it? They were hype. They thought they would bite, boy. You should have seen Bird. Bird, we got a little pep in the stuff around here, bro. They got 10-0. We might blow these boys out. They don't score on this drive. That's exactly what he said.
That's what I thought. I'm like, okay, 10. If they do 10 every quarter, that's going to be 40 to nothing.
So that shit can get ugly. But then they start stalling. I was like, Bird, like, I'm just sitting here just doing my little football inventory here. Like, y'all haven't drove the field once. All that shit was turnover shit. Drive. Like, y'all didn't work the field. Here we go. 16-13.
I was looking for more just as a football, you know, football fan. They look promising the first half, but I don't know, man. Somebody brought this up to me. I don't know if y'all talked about
it. Oh, somebody? Just somebody? Kev?
Yeah, but how much is this Willie's fault?
Well, I would say with Jimbo trending out, it's probably 5%.
None of this shit Willie's fault.
It's 5% Jimbo's fault. It's 51% Willie's fault. And if my math is correct, it's only 44% Mike Norvell's fault.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for.
We got to – if you lose to, like, a formidable person, it's somebody else's fault. But if you just get in – if a program like Georgia Tech that's switching over from running some wing T shit, they got a freshman quarterback, like, there's no excuse on another coach. You got to be able to win that game. You got to be able to coach those guys up and execute and get through a win against Georgia Tech.
And you got to account for if Willie was there, Sims would be there. So he wouldn't have been on Georgia.
Right. Right.
So I think it's like 92% Norvell's fault.
This L is for sure.
Yeah. I think it's like 92% Norvell, and then 8 is like
undetermined. That's a shitty. Okay. That's why you got to read eval,
Berg. Before you start lying, Berg, that was a shitty eval.
Why?
Because y'all got Collarbone Jones that can't come in and, like, do shit, and y'all could have had Sims. Why not have both? Y'all got room.
Well, that was a misplay. I think Florida State definitely wanted two quarterbacks.
So we got really –
the way that it should have been conveyed, you got to massage that. You got to finesse that. You got to somehow find a way to get Sims and Purdy in the same class. I know Sims wanted to be the only guy in there, but, man –
Georgia Tech took two.
Yeah.
Where's that Marcus Camby gift?
I'm agreeing with you guys. I'm saying you got to do better. Like, you got to massage that situation and get them both in your class.
Hey, Kev, is that that's a Dolphins hat on, right?
Yeah, hey, Sundays are for the Dolphins. Today?
I'm a Dolphin fan too, man. What are we doing?
Oh, shit, I need to get that logo, bitch.
Yeah, that's the only one I get. I can't stand the new one.
Hey, so this is Tua's red shirt year, man. So we red shirt Tua, play a little bit of defense, get Flores, get the people to buy in, man. So I'm thinking like 7-8 wins this year, but next year.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, next year.
How much you think Tua's going to play this year, man?
I don't think he's going to play. I think it's better if he don't play.
Okay. You got to learn.
Yeah, right? Don't you think?
Yeah. I feel you, man. You know you're a hardcore Dolphin fan if you say you're a Dolphin fan, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
I got up and put my kids in Dolphin shit today, man. They're going to hate me when they grow up, bitch.
Nah, man, we're going to be all right.
All right, Alex, before we let you go, man, you give your prediction, FSU versus Miami in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Man, I don't know, man. It's still a rivalry game, so I don't care how – know the teams look before. Not saying anything about Miami offense.
That shit looked like some shit last night, bro.
But then you know them guys get up to play each other, so you know the focus for whatever. So I don't know. 2 weeks, Miami, Florida State. I'm gonna put this out. 27-17. Somebody.
Okay, I like it.
27-17. So I don't know who.
Yeah, gotta I mean, some L's, you got a few games. You're right. I see what you're saying. Like, some L's could happen before the end, and you can start losing some locker room energy. A lot of shit could happen. But off the first two games, I would say Miami, off the first two games.
Yeah, yeah.
State looked like, I mean, they're like one of the worst teams I've ever seen in my entire life in the Big Three.
Well, FSU is going to go to a bye this week, so they're not going to have a team, but a team to play. But we'll see. We'll see what Miami does. All right, Alex,
hey,
Alex, man.
Hey, we Alex, before you get out of here, Alex, you're in the panhandle. You know what I'm saying? It's same energy Sunday, so we got to return that same energy they did to Willie. I need you to go start a lemonade stand with your daughter, my dude.
Oh, man.
We got to return that same energy, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter. Have a good Sunday, my brother.
You too, man.
Was Florida State scheduled a bye week? Or did something happen? Or was it a scheduled bye week next week, bro?
Samford canceled their season. That was
– I bet they wish they playing that shit now.
I'm sure they do.
Georgia Tech beat them, shit.
Especially after that long-ass off season. You started off with a loss. Yeesh.
What's up with Click Clack? You back in the archive? In the waiting room?
Click Clack had something wrong with his audio, but man. We got to do this every week? Same Energy Sunday?
Yeah, shit. I ain't got nothing else going on Sundays. I don't watch this NFL shit. So
yeah, but you'll be good next week, bro. You got a bye week, bro. You can wake up early.
Because I still got that stank in my mouth from the loss. You know, it's
yeah,
like,
dog. But
it just those bye weeks don't slap the same when you lose.
Yeah, but you ain't go 0-1 that week, so you're good.
Yeah, but I am 0-1, so it's not good. It's not good. You can't
be a lot of O's, bro. That's the name. Like, that's the theme of the season. A lot of O's. The games got played. The games gonna get played, bro. All the talking on the off season, none of that shit matters. This is what the show's about right here. Football games, baby.
All right.
Football games. All these goofy-ass Miami fans.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
All these goofy-ass Miami fans that can't afford $5.
Speak on it. They
keep bitching and bringing up $5. Enjoy this free episode, fellas. All y'all. And matter of fact, don't give me business advice. All you Miami fans, go listen to your favorite Miami podcast and find advertisement, find shit going on, find them trending, whatever. Help them out with business moves. We opening studios and shit. I don't need y'all business advice. I got the blueprint. Look at Big Three Roll Up. Look at Stadium Miguel. Cup on deck. Advertisements ready. Don't give me advice on podcasts. Period. I got this shit.
I quit arguing with them. I just think that
$5. You know what happened when we asked Gator fans to pay $5 for exclusive content?
They give big us bread.
50 big bread, bro. The flagship bread, bro.
Yeah, but the cost of living in Coral Gables is through the roof. You got to feel for these people.
Yeah, I feel you. But most of them don't even live there. That's
no, I'm sure they all do.
Nah.
They're probably all students at Miami, too. So you got to give them a break.
Is that what we're doing? Is that
what we're doing? I'm just saying. Student loans are my bitch
shit.
Right now.
I'm talking my shit. First of all, like, all your favorite podcasters look up to Uncle Silk in the Big Three Roll Up. Most of them started a podcast because they seen this shit. So when y'all get in my mentions talking about money because I'm trolling y'all shitty ass team, just remember that, bro. Listen to your favorite Miami podcast and then get back to me. Because that shit broke.
I think Storm Surge is their favorite. Brought to you by Dolman Law.
Yeah, and I helped get that.
Thank you.
Talk that talk.
Thank you.
I'm the blueprint. I'm just keeping it a buck, bro, before they come out talking that money shit. Let's go. What you got, bro? Click Clack in the shit or no?
Yeah, I just sent Click Clack. He's going to give it one more
these
shot.
These niggas got to know, like, this platform louder than they little 300 followers in their tweets. I let these niggas tweet all day. I shoot the emojis, laugh at them, and then I get on here and just shit on everybody.
Look, they'll be loud and proud at certain times. So you gotta understand that the debut.
Shout out to the homie D Rob, you know what I'm saying? In the DMs.
As much as Miami fans want to beat their chest and scream on the timeline about proving you wrong against UAB Blazers. You know what it is.
That's the joke.
But that's the thing though, now it's just UAB.
They're nervous though.
It was just UAB. You asked me if we beat UAB then well. I was like, okay, they UAB.
Yeah, but not before the game. Was it just UAB?
Yeah, it was.
No. It was
anybody.
24-21. It was UAB's got seniors.
That's because I think y'all shitty. Not that UAB good. It's because I think y'all just as shitty as UAB.
Yeah, but they beat them by
three. I was right for three quarters. Sorry, you know what I'm saying? Shit happened. They got a quarterback that couldn't hit shit. I kind of said that on the show as well. I don't know about their quarterback. After watching the game, he's a little shitty.
Yeah, all of them.
Competent quarterback. That shit's over, man. It's UAB.
Yeah, I'm okay. And Miami did what they had to do against them, though.
Congrats.
Okay.
I wouldn't brag about it.
No one's bragging about it. They just did. Well, clearly,
like a lot of people are bragging about it. That's what Berg was just saying.
I want to. Yeah,
Berg only listens to Herb Street.
No, that's not true.
Who's Berg follow?
I run the Big Three Roll Up account. I run the Big Three Roll Up account, and it was insane the amount of people that were click clack.
Hype. UAB, like, bro, your quarterback just passed 150 yards versus fucking UAB. Relax.
Yeah, and they ran for 400.
Trash could do that shit in a quarter, bro. Relax.
Yeah, but that's because y'all don't run, but you're not going to run for 330.
All right, hold on. I just had a question.
UAB will run for 330.
No, I mean, you're going to run the ball seven, eight times.
Y'all O-line not better than ours.
Kev,
you're going to run seven, eight times for
330? Your O-line went better than ours last year. Your run game went better than ours last year. Y'all was shitty last year. Get out of here. We do what we want to do on UAB. We do what
they want to do. They just ran
the ball. No, y'all didn't. Y'all threw the Hail Marys and couldn't hit shit.
Yeah, they overthrew a couple passes in the first
quarter. All right, we're off there. We know that. We know the Eric Pezzi.
Yo, we got a whole Thursday show to debate.
Right, yeah. Let's get
out. Yeah, I mean,
what do we do at the end of the Same Energy Sunday?
So what did Miami have to win by to not be shitty? They beat them by the same amount they beat Florida State by last year. So was that
I think we wanted to see like a more competent, a more put together team.
You play UAB.
Hold on, I'm explaining.
You said you was gonna score 40.
No, I said 13 to 13.
You predicted that on your show.
Our show, because I tried to do the same prediction. I even looked at my text.
No, you said if Manny don't score 40, he didn't learn nothing from last year. Listen back to the show. You should do it. It's homework. Get your intern or something.
38-13, I said. They won 31-14. So I was off by a touchdown. Derrick King made a terrible throw to Peyton. Or I would have been right, but off by 1 point.
No, you were right. Y'all just got out of there. That's what you really wanted. And that's what happened. I feel you, bro. But, I mean, Power 5 was on the way.
Yeah, it is. And you're gonna pick against
the same energy. I'm going to bring that same. My energy the same, right? I'm just asking yours to be the same.
Yeah, mine's always the same. Yeah, it is. Because I'm laid back, so I don't yell. Yeah, my energy's somber.
You come on here somber.
Nah, my energy's always the same. Yeah. I can't be upset. I can't be upset.
You definitely can.
Nah, I mean, I could.
You can live in a fantasy world. You can fake like you can't be upset.
I guess, but in real life. I could be upset, but
everybody could.
I haven't experienced that.
Upset and enjoying a football game and talking trash in football games is two totally different things.
Yeah, I guess I could be upset.
None of this shit affect my immediate life.
I guess I could be upset. I just haven't experienced that in so long.
In real life? We'll see.
All right.
Sounds good on here.
Well, it's going to be the same energy, though. That's what I'm telling you.
But it hasn't. We've had the show for 3 years, bro.
Oh, yeah. I quit drinking a couple years ago, dog. So my energy
I'm
definitely
just saying, the energy ain't been the same. Last year, bro, the energy is not the same. Cut the bullshit.
It's definitely
not. What time it is. No, the energy is never the same. Okay. What we got? We got another caller? We're not wasting nothing. We're wasting time.
No, we're good. Quick clack. We'll figure him out for next week. We're going to talk about all this on the Thursday show. We're going to break down the games. Go a little bit more in depth once I can gather my emotions. I'm still a little fragile this morning, still a little broken. Want to maybe rewatch the tape, figure out what
rewatch
went wrong.
Rewatch the tape. Hey, Gator fans, pull the fuck up. Patreon, y'all pull the fuck up. Same Energy Sunday, I'm bringing that heat. I'm
next
talking
week.
Shit every Sunday. It's the logo. Hold this shit down. Build the Big Three roll up like y'all have done the entire time, baby. Let's go. Fuck with Unk. And pull up at the Kush House. We here all fall.
Yep, we'll be back at the Kush House. A lot of fun this weekend. Do we play a song at the end of this? I forget how we end Same Energy Sunday.
You can. Whoever wants to end with a song, I'm good.
Okay. See y'all next week.